Good morning. Welcome to Sunlight. We're actually going to start in 2 minutes, and we're going to use that 2 minutes to invite anybody who's sitting in the aisles to move towards the middle, because there's so many people who want to enjoy God's goodness this morning. We want to make sure they can sit down sometimes while they do that. So if you would just take a moment to move in, and if you're feeling really bold, you could raise your hand and say, I got a couple here, and we'll get the last people seated. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I said it earlier, I'll say it again. My name is Pastor Mike, and I just want to be the first to welcome you to Sunlight Church. We're really excited to be able to be with you today. At the very center of our community is Jesus Christ, and we long for as many people as possible to understand how great he is. If you're new with us here today, welcome. You'll see in the back of the seat in front of you that there's a little card, and you can fill that out if you'd like to let us know a little bit more about yourself. We're really excited today. It's a bit of a different service. We call it Celebration Sunday. We have an opportunity to experience people's professions of faith and baptism. This is a wonderful time. I want to begin by setting the stage by just letting you know, Romans 1:16, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. Now, when we say that the gospel is the power of God, what we mean is that it has the power to change lives like nothing else in this world. The gospel has the ability to speak into you a worth that has always been there because Christ demonstrated on the cross just how precious you are. The gospel has the ability to deliver you from a life of guilt that so often leads you towards pursuits to prove you're good enough. The gospel has the ability to deliver you from a sense of self-worth that comes from all the things that you might accomplish. And it reminds you of these amazing truths. There is rest in the love of the Lord. There is deep assurance in the love of the Lord. There is no need for pride because all of our praise and our glory goes to our Father. Our heart to tell the world about the goodness of God is transformed and ignited because of the power of the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the power of the gospel that is changing lives in this building, in this community, and in the world. And we have a chance to bear witness to that today. And so I'd invite you all to stand with me now as we sing about the gospel, Christ, our cornerstone. Welcome to Sunlight.
Amen. And brothers and sisters, is this God who is our righteousness who greets you this morning with these words? He says, grace and peace to you from God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And grace and peace to you from his Son, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And grace and peace to you this morning from the Holy Spirit, our great comforter. Grace and peace to you all from the triune God on this morning. And as you have been greeted by the Lord, I want you to take the opportunity at this time just to greet those who are well around you, offering grace and peace as well. Sisters, let's pray. Jesus, we come to you and we look at you. Our face is transfixed upon you. And we know that your word, Lord, says that the fullness of everything that God is dwells in you, Jesus, and that we find our completeness in you. It's amazing to think, Lord, that for those of us who have been wandering around and find ourselves dissatisfied with life, that you come to us and you say, you are the living water. And for those of us, Lord, who walk around and always feel like we don't have any worth, Lord, you come to us and you say, I am your righteousness, and the delight of the Lord is upon you. To us, Lord, who find ourselves wandering around, you say, I am the way, and you can come to me. And to us, Lord, who find ourselves just so restless, you say, Foley, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so, Jesus, our face transfixed upon you, we thank you that in you, and through what you have done, through your birth, your life, your death, your resurrection, and your ascension, Lord, that we find our completeness in you. And so, Lord, at this time, as we have the opportunity now to give back to you, Lord, in the form of our tithes and our offerings, we ask, Lord, that you may take the gifts that we have and that you may use them, Lord, to multiply the goodness of who you are, Lord, in your kingdom, and that it may spread 100, 1,000-fold time, Lord, of what we could ever thought or imagined. And so at this time, Lord, we bring all of these things up to your throne, which is a throne of grace, mercy, peace, and love. And we pray that in the name of your Son, who is our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, and in the power of your Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated at this time. It's at this time that we are going to be collecting the offering, so I want to invite the deacons forward. And during that time, we actually have an opportunity for Judah here, who's actually going to be doing his profession of faith a little later, to lead us in a song during that time. So off we go.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Hidden in glory and creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the voice of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
We've got a lot of really great opportunities this morning. And I just wanted to sort of help you understand a little bit about the big picture. You see, because we're going to have several students and adults come forward and provide their profession of faith, which is really a call back to when they were infants and they were baptized by their parents. We have individuals who are coming up to be baptized now as adults because they have in themselves begun to hear the calling voice of God. And I think it would be easy for us to step aside and just sort of watch as passive attenders. But it's very important for us to understand, first of all, the background of what's taken place leading up to this time, and then also how you can participate well in it. You see, each of the people who come forward today are responding to the calling of the Holy Spirit and their mentorship by Him in their lives. But in addition to that, each of the people who are coming up here who have been discipled by other people in this room, people who have been walking alongside of them for life for the last couple of months, and being very intentional about what it means to multiply the gifts of the Spirit in them in other people. And then lastly, we've also begun to see the concept of mentorship really taking shape in these kids' lives as they begin to impact others around them. I think it's important, too, for us to understand that there is an author in all of this. It would be easy for us at this point, after someone does their profession of faith or someone gives their testimony, to applaud and say, well done. But so often our lives parallel the experiences of what we read about in the Old Testament. For example, when Moses was standing on the edge of the Red Sea and all the Israelites are behind them, okay? And they are literally fleeing from the Egyptians who long to put them back into slavery and to bind them to something that brings death. And in that moment, Moses is powerless and the people are powerless. And so I'm going to let God's word speak for itself, and this is the way that it's captured. They said to Moses, "It is because there is no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away here to die in the wilderness. What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we had said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. The Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only need to be silent." And for every one of the people who stand up here today, it is a replaying of that same episode when they stand there helpless at the edge of the Red Sea of certain condemnation. But Jesus Christ, who is love, laid down His life. And so He parted away. And while they were silent, He paid the price. So now we all have the opportunity today to bear witness, not to what they are doing, but to what God is doing. Which is incredible, because suddenly now you are all a part of this story. Because now you all have the opportunity to step back and ask yourself this question. Who am I? Who am I? How am I going about making up my sense of identity? Stunning question. And the beautiful thing is that for many of you in this room, you have been baptized. And so your baptism tells you who you are. You will hear it set up here this morning, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And when we declare that we are baptized in the name of the Father, what we are saying is you are a child of God, dearly loved. Even though you remain silent, and there's nothing that you can do to earn that, you are loved. We say that you are baptized in the name of the Son, because we now have the opportunity to bear witness to what He did, labeling us as precious and valuable and worthy. But not only that, we have the opportunity to begin to emulate who Jesus was as a servant to all. So now we are children of God, but we are also servants in His kingdom. And finally, we say in the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because we know that we have this great comforter and this great wise counsel who constantly tells us who we are. And it's very important that I say this, and it's very clear. Did you notice that everything that tells us who we are does not come from within me, but it comes from outside and from my Creator, the one who gets to tell, because He has the truth to tell me. He has the truth to tell you this morning. And so when we step back here, and I would love to invite Linda and her crew to come on up at this time. When we step back, we now bear witness to what God is doing, because He is sovereign and He is a covenant God. And we have the opportunity to celebrate along with this people their identity, our identity as God's people.
Okay, wonderful. Let's start with William Bauma. William, I know you've wanted to make profession of faith because of Jesus' love. So, William, why do you love Jesus?
Because Jesus loves me with all His heart. He loves everybody, and He loves you too.
Amen. Yes, William, Jesus loves you, and He's going to hold you close to His heart like a gentle shepherd all the days of your life. And now, Lucia Rasmussen, you are fascinated with many things. You love reading, you love acting, and you love learning. And you especially love your cats. So how has Jesus proven awesome to you?
He's always there for me to help me through all the tough times in my life. He works in ways I can't understand, but when I look back on my life, I see just how much He was doing for me. I want to follow Him and see how He will use me. I can't imagine my life without Jesus.
Lucia, it's beautiful to hear how your soul finds rest in God alone and that He is your salvation. Dependence in Christ is your strength. And now let's turn to Lacey and Haley B. Mold, who are sisters. Lacey, let's start with you. Lacey, you've grown up in a house of faith. Your parents, your family, your friends, they all love Jesus. So how has Jesus shown Him to be faithful to you?
I delight in Jesus because He delights in me. He gave me His perfect record. He has washed me clean. I want to follow and praise Him for the rest of my days because of His unconditional love and peace. I hope to grow deeper in my relationship with Him, which is why I stand here today.
Lacey, you've said you're going to praise Him forever, and He indeed is worthy of your praise. May His faithfulness be your song. And now, Haley B. Molt, you love working with sheep, and I love how Jesus calls us the sheep of His pasture. How has Jesus tended to your heart and shown you that He is your good shepherd?
I used to be scared that I wasn't going to grow up to be good enough for Jesus, but last summer at Camp Shiloh was when I realized nothing could separate me from Him, that He is always there. When I went to Camp Shiloh, I could feel God staying with me and working in me. That feeling I got never went away. That is why I'm committing my life to Jesus today.
That's beautiful. Haley, because the Lord is your good shepherd, you have everything you need. Nothing will ever separate you from His love. And now, finally, Cade Van Boven. Cade, you have seen the faithfulness of Christ from one generation to the next, every promise true. So how has Christ been faithful to you?
When I was baptized, like my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents before me, my parents promised to raise me to know God, and God promised that He would be my God. Now it's my turn to profess my faith in Jesus as my Savior. I will still need the Holy Spirit to work in my life and support of my family and church to help me grow in my faith. A favorite Bible passage of mine is Joshua 24, verse 15. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This reminds me of God's faithfulness from generation to generation.
Cade, this is good news. It's an answer to all of your parents' prayers. Christ has paid your debt, Cade, and has made you new. So this is quite a triumph. How beautiful it is to witness these young people professing their faith in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let's stand now and sing in response and remember that we were once lost too, and we've been found in Christ.
Thank you.
is my friend Aiden. I had an opportunity to meet Aiden about a year ago at a church camp out, and I really got to see his heart. Aiden is someone who loves camping and says he sees God in his creation when he goes camping. He also says he really likes to hear the truth preached here at church. Aiden, can you tell me why the good news of Jesus Christ is so good in your life?
To me, Jesus... Okay. To me, Jesus is a friend who I can constantly rely on. And, like, whenever I need peace from whatever the world has to throw at me, I can just go to him, and he can give me that peace.
That is the peace that we all enjoy in his salvation. Nothing worked for, not even deserved, but given gracefully. May Jesus' peace be with you, brother. This is a step up from one brother to a next. This is my friend Carter. And I love spending time with Carter because I always know that I'm going to get a great conversation with this young man. Carter has taught me a lot about how to speak to a person. In fact, he showed me a lot about the joy of serving. You see, that's what Carter likes to do. He loves serving. But I believe that Carter knows the truth. So Carter, what does that truth and the love of Jesus mean to you?
I feel like as I get older, starting to become more independent, I feel like as I'm out in the community, I just feel like God has become more of a personal thing to me rather than just something that I was brought up as with a family. And as well as becoming more independent, I feel like I can treasure that family time that I have with my family serving the Lord.
And what freedom we have in Christ. To my friend Nathan. This is Nathan. He was born here in Linden. And growing up, he has been in the church and around good people who know Jesus. But of course, in that time, he's been challenged. He's been challenged by the world. But now he's back. And he has seen Christ through that challenge. Nathan, why are you here today?
To me, Christ is grace and redemption in all that I do. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, he will always be there with me.
Amen. At this time, we're going to transition. So we're going to go ahead and walk over this way. Can we invite you all back up? Yeah, come on.
So the reason why we want to invite all of you guys up as well, the reason, good, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Yep.
Check one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. There we go. The reason why we're all here now is because a lot of you were baptized as infants. Mm-hmm. And we want you to have a front row seat to see what is meant in Galatians 2:20 when it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by the Son of God who gave his life for me. So when it says that he's been crucified with Christ, we literally go down into the water, the old self, and we come up the new self, a new creation. And Shane, it's your desire to be baptized today. I've known you for a long time. It's awesome. I remember great conversations in small group settings together and so on. And I've always been so aware of how deeply you take thought of your relationship with the Lord and how convicted you are in living a life that serves him well. So I wonder, do you want to just tell everybody a little bit about who Jesus is to you?
Well, I would say that Jesus has impacted my life through what I do, what I say, and how I act with other people. But since I'm far from perfect, and it's good to know that you can fall back on Jesus' grace when you go, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I act that way? And it's good to know that he has that grace and that he died for all of our sins.
That's good. It's not a bad fallback plan, is it? I would even call it my first plan. So awesome. I'm excited to be able to baptize you now. So I'm wondering, would you mind just stepping in there? It's awesome, man. Flip-flops and all. Well done. Go ahead and have a seat. That's good.
Sweet, buddy. So, Shane, based on your testimony, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Stand up, buddy.
Put it around you. Go ahead.
Look at
Thank
this.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. Praise Jesus. That's awesome. That's good, man. Good. You should probably give Chris a hug. I think he.
No, I don't need it. No. I don't need a hug.
Now, some of you are putting this together already, but Leah, who was singing earlier, is the mother to Judah, and this is Dad. So I'm just going to take a step back here.
Woo, this is a hard moment. But a wonderful moment, a joyous moment. This is my son, Judah. And I believe he has known the Lord for a while now. And a few years ago, he wanted to be baptized because he hasn't been baptized. And so I wanted to give him an opportunity to tell all of you, our church family, Judah, why do you want to be baptized today?
Because I want to learn more about God, and I want to tell other people about who he is and what he has done for us. And I want to show that I am a Christian and that I am a follower of God and that I am here to serve him forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Amen.
Awesome, man.
All right, Judah, I'm going to ask that you step in. Okay. Flip-flops and all. Thanks, Shane.
That's awesome.
All right.
Judah, it's based on your testimony that your dad and I are going to baptize you. Look at me. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Hold on.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We all want to see the hug. Come on now.
Beautiful, huh? Well, my name is Greg, and I've had the wonderful privilege, along with Jill, to be mentors to some of these young people. And what a great opportunity. And I was asked if I would share just a little bit about the experience of being a mentor, as well as maybe give a little encouragement to those that that profess their faith either through their profession or through baptism. And I wish we could take time to hear from each of the mentors. What a wonderful experience. I did a little homework this week and talk to many of them and ask them about their experience and whatnot. So I want to share just briefly a little bit about that. And really two themes kind of came out as I asked them questions and whatnot. One was that it was a lot of fun to be a mentor, to get to know these young people and to share with them. A lot of fun, right? The other thing was just the blessing that we as mentors received as we shared, trying to be a blessing to them, but really a blessing was ours as well, a beautiful blessing. So I'll start by sharing a little bit about my experience as a mentor. I learned a lot. I learned a little bit more about youth culture. I learned about Pokemon. I learned about, you probably know this, there's this movie out right now, Guardians of the Galaxy, right? I didn't know that. There's some characters in there. Based on their names alone, I think I need to go see the movie. There's Drax. There's Gamora. There's Groot. There's, I forget. I can't even remember them all. But I think based on that, I need to go see the movie. But you know what else I learned? I learned about a young man who loves Jesus. I learned about a young man who loves his family and has a true desire in his heart to share with his friends. What a wonderful blessing that was. a couple other comments from some of the other mentors. I have loved mentoring Lacey because I've seen how Jesus has captivated her heart with his unconditional love and faithfulness. It's helped her to be bold at school and tell others about what he has done for her. She isn't just saying the right things, but speaking from a heart that has truly tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord. Another comment, it is refreshing and a blessing to see the honest and simple faith of William Belma. One more. I am thankful for the opportunity to share in Cade's profession of faith. I especially was blessed by sharing Bible verses that create a framework for our faith. What a blessing. Goes along with a verse, Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. So there's just a few examples of the fun and the blessing that it was to be a mentor. And now to those of you that have kind of professed your faith today, I'd like to share one verse with you if you don't mind. 1 Peter 3:15 says, in your heart, set apart Christ Jesus as Lord. And you've done that today, right? You've exclaimed that. You've proclaimed that to everybody. It says, always be prepared to give a reason to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have. And do this with gentleness and respect. And I'm sure that if you do those things, set apart Christ Jesus as Lord. Always be prepared to talk about him and to share with him. Many of you have testified that you want to share with your friends. And as you do that, do it with gentleness and respect. And I think everybody in here will be excited to see what God does with your life. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's pray together. We're going to pray over these people. If you feel led, if you'd like to just kind of raise your hand, since you can't all be up here with us, you may. Otherwise, let's just pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with grateful hearts, humbled by your love for us and for your abundant grace in covering our sinfulness with Jesus' blood and righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us how to live while you were here on earth and for dying on the cross to make a way for us to be with you in heaven someday. Today we rejoice with those who have professed their love for you and their faith that you died for their salvation. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, dear God, to strengthen and encourage them as they strive to follow you and walk in your ways. Lord, please give them wisdom, discernment to know your will, and a deep desire to know you more. We pray that as a church family, we will seek out opportunities to encourage and guide them as they walk with you and grow in their faith. We love you, God, and give you all the praise and glory today, thanking you again for what you have done for us. In your name alone we pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite you to stand as we sing a very specific song, In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found. And while we're singing it, if you are a child, we would love for you to come on up to the front. If you're trying to figure out what a child is, if you're like sixth grade or younger, come on up.
Oh,
Do you guys know the story of Joseph? Now, Joseph was a guy who had some really tough starts, didn't he? You guys know that there was a time in Joseph's life when he was all alone in a pit? It's tough, right? And you know that the Bible says that God loves us with an everlasting love? It's amazing. And everything that we've seen here today is all about God's everlasting love. From the very beginning all the way through to beyond the end is an everlasting love. And I want to invite up a friend right now. Her name is Megan, and she wants to tell the story of her life. And the author of her life is God. And his story in her life has been a lot like Joseph's, a lot like a forever friend. So this is my friend Megan. Come on over. I'm going to get the mic for you because that'll make it easier for them to hear you. I didn't say it.
Okay. 36 years ago, I was baptized in the Catholic Church. For years, I fought my faith. Daily questions, doubt, fear, many years of things that made me feel completely unlovable. Sorry. He loved me anyway. He knew my name before I did. He knew my path before it was shown to me. He knew that I would come back. He knew that 2 years ago, I would fall to my knees before him as I was leaving a hospital in Colorado. Lost, alone, confused, angry. I didn't know what else to do at the time. I didn't expect him to save my grandpa, and if I'm honest, to this day, I'm not exactly sure what I expected at all. Losing my grandfather was the beginning of an incredible, life-changing journey. A journey that changed me physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. I embarked on a mission to save myself and to change my life. Little did I know that I was already saved. That journey brought me here to Sunlight in a roundabout way. It began at a gym where I went to work on my physical appearance, which I thought would make me happy and would make me feel whole. I found something that I hadn't expected. Conversations about God on a long run in the outskirts of town. I truly believe that God spoke to my heart that day on that run, next to those blueberry fields with the birds chirping and the sun setting. Not even a month later, I started attending church here, meeting people and listening to the good news of the gospel being talked about. I started reading the Bible, studying it, asking questions, and having conversations. And all the years that I had fought seemed silly and wasted. I found myself at peace, comforted, and loved. And in November, right before Thanksgiving, I stopped fighting and started accepting right here in this very room. I stand here today a completely different person, one who is loved and one who is saved because he allows me to be, because he kept loving and kept calling, and I finally stopped fighting.
That's beautiful, Megan. I just think it's so stunning. Yeah, I think we need to just start praising God. You know, I was saying to the kids but as you were coming up here that God is our forever friend. And I think a lot of times when we say forever, we think about the forward. And we think about what he will be for us in the future. But one thing is so special about your story is that God has been your forever friend like all of us in the past. You were baptized as a child. And you're not even sure exactly what that meant for your parents and what it meant for you. But what's absolutely stunning is that before you knew his name, he knew yours. And he spoke over you, your identity. And he has been talking to you all along. And you've chosen to hear his voice. You've chosen to respond to it. And it's beautiful. I know the answer to these questions, but I just want to give you an answer, an opportunity. Megan, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's an amen right there. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Megan, for sharing your story and for professing of your faith here now. Wonderful. I'm going to pass. Yeah, thank you so much. I would love to invite... Madra Lickle is going to come up and she's going to sing a song for us. He will hold me fast. He holds every one of you.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. It's at this time that we get to see one more display of the stunning promises of God. And I want to invite the beer links up, Annika, Lance, and their little child, Booker, to come up to the front here. You know, it says in the book of Deuteronomy that God's talking about the love that he has for the people of Israel. And he reminds them, he says, you know, my love for you, if you guys want to go around there, that's great. My love for you is not because you are the greatest of nations or you were the strongest of nations. He says, my love for you is because I chose to love you and I laid my affections upon you. And this is another message that we get to speak again about how awesome, how good the Lord is. So at first, I need a mic. At first, what we're going to do is we're going to hear from Annika herself about just who God is in your life and how God has shed abroad his love for you all these years of your life. So,
there's so many.
Oh, was it Anna?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot more of you than in practice. I would say the biggest thing for me is God's grace. And when I came to accept that grace and really feel that grace, and I'm sure all of you can feel this. I fail every day as a mom and as a wife and as everything else. And having that sacrificial grace cover all of those failures so that I'm not a failure has just done wonders for me. And I'm so grateful for that.
Beautiful. So it's at this time that we would like to baptize you as well. So come on in. If you want to face the other way, then we'll be all right. No, that's great. So, Annika, we have just heard that your testimony. And so I just want to ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Amen. And so then, Annika, I want to baptize you now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, you can sit there. Now, we get to do something. We get to do something really cool at this time, too, because not only do we see of the grace of God pouring out in her life, but we learn that song that He Will Hold Me Fast, and we learn that God's grace extends to us. God demonstrates His love for you in this, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. It's not the strength of our faith that saves us. It's God pulling down and coming to us and pulling Him to Himself. And so at this time, we get to baptize this little guy here, Booker. And so just before we do, I want to ask Lance, you know, we've heard the testimony of Annika here about her faith. And so I want to ask you, do you believe as well that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Then I have a question for both of you. Now that we're gonna lay in here, he's excited to get in.
Really
it's nice and warm water. I want to ask you guys, you guys promised then to tell Booker of the great news of this gospel, of the fact that he is loved before the foundations of the world by God, and that God demonstrates that love to him in giving his son, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of all of his sins and covering him in his righteousness. So what do you guys respond?
We will.
Amen. That's good too. And so at this time then, we want to present Booker here for baptism. So you want to... Here we go, buddy. You ready? You good? All right. So, Booker, we want to baptize you now in the name of the Father. We want to baptize you now in the name of the Son. We want to baptize you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yay. And so, do you mind if I take him for a sec? Yeah? Thank you.
Come here, bud.
So it's at this time, brothers and sisters, that we get to see here our newest covenantal member of the body of Sunlight here, Booker. And so I just want to bless you before we go on. But first, before we do that, I want to ask you all a few questions. I want to ask you as a community, do you promise to tell the good news of the gospel to Booker and disciple him and to pray for him and to nurture him in his faith all the years of this young guy's life? Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, what is your answer? Amen. And so, Booker, I just want to, may the Lord bless you, Booker, and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious towards you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, buddy. Amen. So here we go. Okay, you guys got him? Thank you very much. Amen. And so it's at this time that I want to invite you all to stand as we are going to proclaim together and testify to our faith. We've been hearing a lot of other people testifying their faith, but we as a church also testify our faith. And so, brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you this question on the screen, and then I'd like us to read together the response that comes afterwards. So, Sunlight Community Church, what is your only comfort in life and in death?
That I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ.
So let's sing the doxology together, thanking the Lord for this time. So I'll start it off in the key of Kyle. Here we go. You ready?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Two quick announcements. Number one, if you want to congratulate all those who did participate in Profession of Faith, you can do so in the Fellowship Hall, which is off to your right. And also just a reminder that tonight we are having the big Quad Squad mission trip thing with all the Tonight Show and all that. It's a fantastic thing. Today we heard about who we are in Christ. Tonight we get to gather together and talk about how we can bring that good news all around the world together. And so at the end of this, I don't mind if you would help clean up chairs possibly, but let me send you with the blessing of the Lord, all right? Oh, yes, and your parents, you can get your kids at the front if they're young. There you go. That was a lot for me there. So let's leave with the Lord's blessing. We are children of you, Lord, and you love us through the good news of your gospel, which you demonstrate to us in Christ. And because of that, we receive your blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious towards you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you may go in peace.